Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who may be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Dr. Richard Podell.
Good afternoon.
Sam Forbes.
Howdy doody, everybody.
And we have a special guest on the line, who has been with us previously, Stuart Tomp. Stuart is an educator, a consultant, a lecturer, been in this industry for 20 years. He was one of the people who I would turn to if I wanted to learn some of the practical aspects of things like omega-3 fish oils, and by pure coincidence he happens to be serving as the educator and spokesperson for Nordic Naturals. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Stuart.
Don, it's good to be back with you, and hello, Sam, and hello, Dr. Podell. I'm very excited to be here with you today.
Well, I'm looking forward to it also because I think this is going to be one of those shows that's just going to be jam-packed with all sorts of educational type information. Now, you know, when I asked Stuart what he would like to talk about specifically, and so he sent me a bunch of reprints of some recent studies that were published, and some very interesting things. He sent papers that, in my opinion, fall into two groups. One group talks about omega-3 oils, you know, fish oils, and some new information on their mechanism of action, you know, how they work and what they do. But the other group of papers sort of talks about the omega-6 oils, which I'm kind of pleased to see, because I've always felt that many people are confused about the differences between the omega-6 and the omega-3. As a way of sort of introducing this, I think many people tend to kind of think of the omega-6 oils as the bad guys and the threes as the good guys. The six could have increased inflammation, and the threes will decrease inflammation. And the bottom line is, well, you want to increase the amount of the threes, the EPA, DHA, fish oil type supplements and oils, and at the same time, you want to be decreasing the omega-6 oils because, you know, those are the bad guys. And that's the way I think a lot of people think about this. But there's a couple of little problems. There's certain oils, we call the essential fatty acids, And the reason they're essential is because we need them to support life. We can't make them in our body. We have to get them from our diet, just like a vitamin. And guess what? These essential fatty acids happen to be omega-6 oils, not omega-3 oils. And then to further complicate matters, we have things like GLA, you know, from borage oil and evening primrose oil, black currant oil. Now, GLA, we're told, is good for us the same way that the fish oils are good for us, but it's also an omega-6 oil. So, Stuart, maybe you could first sort of explain to the listeners what the difference is between the sixes and the threes. And in the light of these articles that you sent me, maybe you could explain what the new approaches or the new outlook seems to be, or am I misreading these articles? Is there indeed a new way of looking at the importance of how we balance out these sixes and threes?
You are absolutely correct.
Awesome.
We have oversimplified this entire what I call big fat conversation, because both omega-6 and omega-3 are essential fatty acids. A large portion of the brain is made of arachidonic acid, as a large portion of the brain is made of the omega-3 metabolite DHA. And so we have oversimplified this entire conversation, and I'm hoping that with the time that we have today, we can at least help to open up the eyes, if you will, and the minds of those of us so excited about omega-3 fatty acids, omega-6 fatty acids, people that are taking fish oil and trying to make sense of this. And if it sounds like it's rocket science, when Don explained sort of the overview here, I want everybody to know that it is rocket science. This is a very, very complex conversation. So our job today is to try to simplify it. I often feel blessed that over now 3+ years, my job with Nordic Naturals has just been to study the literature. I get to do the radio shows, I do the trainings, but that's my only job at Nordic Naturals. So pretty much all day long, every day, in between my radio shows, I get to read all of these papers. And so I want to kind of start in answering your question, going back about a year and a half ago. I attended my first conference of the International Society for the Study of Fatty Acids and Lipids, and I did not know what to expect. I know that several people have heard the term before, ISFAL. This is a consortium of 2,500 scientists from around the world that get together every 2 years, and I couldn't believe that with two fatty acids on the EPA side, or on the omega-3 side that are studied, EPA and DHA primarily, and then on the omega-6 side, and you did mention GLA, to have 2,500 scientists and over 20,000 published peer-reviewed papers and a 10-day symposium to study all of the nuances and the mechanism of action, it really hit me when I was at that conference that this is going to take a lot more research for us to simplify and to come up with a prescription. And at that conference, and that'll set the tone for the first paper I'd like to talk about today, at that conference I attended a dinner. And at that dinner were some of the world-renowned experts in the field of phospholipid chemistry. One is a doctor by the name of William Harris. William Harris is the lead author of the paper that I sent you that was published in Circulation, which is the Journal of the American Heart Association. And Don, did you get a chance to show that to Sam and Dr. Podell?
No, I'm afraid not. You sent it a little bit too late to let me circulate it.
Well, when we get a chance, please, I'd love their take on it as well. But at this dinner, and then I want to start opening this up for the dialogue, at the dinner, William Harris, who is the lead author of this paper, Dr. Harris, Dr. Captain Joseph Hiblin, who's a captain in the Army and a medical doctor, and he's the head of the Department of Cell Membrane Biophysiology with the NIH, and another major proponent of omega-6, another doctor named Adam O., they had to take the literature and demonstrate where you started this little conversation. They had to demonstrate that omega-6 was the bad guy. because that's what we've done to oversimplify this conversation. We've tried to tell everybody that Betty Crocker and refined vegetable oil and all of the omega-6s and the Pam and Spam and ding-dongs and chicken nuggets and hoes and Krispy Kremes, that that is the culprit. That's the reason why inflammatory conditions and heart disease and metabolic syndrome just keeps going up and up and up and up. So that first paper, the one published in Circulation, I think is going to change the way that we view this, and it'll set the stage for the rest of our conversation today. When you took a look at that particular paper, Don, did that confuse you?
Well, no, not really. Let me just kind of set the stage for your next comment, and then we'll take a little break. You know, I think maybe some people are maybe scratching their heads because what are we saying here? Here we have a gentleman from Nordic Naturals, who of course is one of the world's best known producers of fish oil supplements, and do I hear him right? Is he kind of saying, well, maybe omega-6 oils aren't so bad? Okay, we're going to explain why you're saying that and how that fits into what the new recommendations might be and so forth right after we get back from this break, okay? So, we're not going to start taking your phone calls right away because, as you can tell, we have a really interesting conversation going here. However, you can mark down the phone number. It's 1-800-321-0710, because we will open the phones a little bit later, and you can call in with your questions then. 1-800-321-0710. So that's questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, specifically essential fatty acids. Okay, this is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're here with our guest, Stuart Tomp, who will be back after a quick word from our sponsors. New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high potency New Zealand black currant super formulas. Okay, now this is Don Goldberg. You know, some people think that just because Wilner Chemist has such a wide choice of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices you can find. It's true. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we have a special sale in effect. Here are some of the specials. Enzymatic Therapy, the full line, 35% off list price. Nature's Way, the full line, 35% off list. Rainbow Light, Natrol, the full lines, 30% off list. We have selected products from Solgar, Quality of Life, on sale at 40 to 44% off list price, and there's much more.
That's right, and if you'd like to find out what else is on sale, you can go to our website at www.wilner.com and click on the On Sale tab, and while you're there, sign up for our newsletter, or you can request our free product catalog. You can also call us for the catalog. The number is 1-800-633-1106, and you can leave your name and address. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. Even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And by the way, while you're on the website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all of the informational stuff on there, articles, reference material, audio files of our previous radio shows and so forth. You can look up product prices and even place orders on our website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemist, nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to our discussion in just a moment. You can always count on Doctor's Best to bring you great deals on the quality nutritional supplements you want. One that I know you want is CoQ10, supplement now recognized as so valuable everybody should be taking it, especially if you're on statin drugs. Doctor's Best has a complete line of high absorption CoQ10 supplements in veggie caps or soft gels, and they're now on sale at 50% off list. To put it another way, one half price. How's that for a deal? CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant, plays a role in cellular energy production, immune function, and heart health. You don't want to miss this opportunity to stock up on high absorption CoQ10 from Doctor's Best, not when you can get it at half price. Doctor's Best, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Stuart Tomp, who is the educator and lecturer, consultant to Nordic Naturals. Okay, well, Stuart, let me kind of maybe jump ahead a little bit. Basically, what we're saying is that it turns out that omega 6 oils, the kind of oil that you would find in polyunsaturated vegetable oils, things of that sort, really may not be the culprit, may not be responsible for increasing cholesterol and things of that sort. So. What does that mean practically? Bottom line, here we have all of these fish oil supplements. Here we've been told we should eat fish more frequently. What are we supposed to be doing now?
Well, part of the conversation has not changed, and that is we are still radically deficient in EPA and DHA. We are radically deficient in EPA and DHA, number one. Number two, if all of the vegetable oil is not the culprit, and if the omega-6 is not the culprit, then what is increasing all of the levels of arachidonic acid, which we know that is the culprit? So two of my favorite lecturers, I've borrowed these terms from them, and they really say what we're trying to say here in very simple terms. One is from Dr. William Lands, L-A-N-D-S. Bill Lands says the tissue is the issue. We're going to explore this. Dr. Hiblin says, which factors are the actors? So if omega-6, and this is a real revolution to us, we find out that only 1% of the omega-6 we've been eating in vegetable oil, only 1% converts into arachidonic acid that we know is driving the inflammatory cascade upon tissue stimulation. We're learning now that these preformed sources of arachidonic acid are really coming from all of the grain-fed meat and the factory-farmed chickens and the farm-raised fish that are being fed a completely unnatural diet. And then when we eat these factory-farmed cattle and chicken and farm-raised fish, we're getting all of this massive amount of preformed arachidonic acid. So when I say the tissue is the issue, what we're learning is that if you've got an American population that is really high in preformed arachidonic acid and very, very low in EPA and DHA because we don't regularly eat cold water oily fish, and most of us still don't have a proper level of omega-3 in our tissues, that if you add to that the fact that we've been pumping down these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs as a population, which seems to really be delaying the body's ability to resolve inflammation. In that equation, we're finding the real culprit. So it's far more complex than just blaming vegetable
okay,
oil.
Let me sort of put what you said into my words. What we are learning then, what we used to say is that, well, taking the omega-6 oils, the body would convert these oils and create too much arachidonic acid. For you folks listening, arachidonic acid is the direct precursor to the inflammatory prostaglandin. It's okay. So what you're saying is, no, it's not that the high arachidonic acid is being created because we're eating omega-6 rich vegetable oils. It's already present in other dietary things such as the meats and the farm-raised fish. And so arachidonic acid is still the culprit, but it's just the source is what we have maybe misidentified. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, I find this very interesting because I remember reading recently a tilapia. You know, in all the restaurants, everybody was featuring a tilapia on the menu, and we all thought it was healthy, and I thought it tasted good, and everything. And then I saw an article saying that there is more arachidonic acid or omega-6 fatty acids and things in farm-raised tilapia, which is what, of course, all the restaurants were serving. And this rings a bell with me because that's what you're saying is a broader problem than just one particular fish. Are you saying even farm-raised salmon that we buy in the restaurants or the grocery stores is going to have arachidonic acid in it?
Based on their feed. Now, as we're getting smarter and we're trying to stop feeding them grain, which we know is an unnatural diet for these animals, and I was just in Arctic Norway spending time with marine biologists from the University of Tromsø when I was up at our manufacturing plant in the Lofoten Islands up in the Arctic Circle. And I met marine biologists that are taking algae and fish meal and things like that, trying to make new food for fish so they can change that ratio. So the tissue is the issue. You're 100% correct. One of the experts says if you're eating farm-raised fish, you're eating chicken. If you're eating farm-raised fish, you're eating chicken. Because fatty acid profile is the same as a chicken.
So then this is why, bottom line is, we still need to be just as diligent in taking omega-3 supplements, omega-3-rich oils, increasing the EPA-DHA level because the source may be changing, but the amount of these the inflammatory arachidonic acid type substances is still way too high, right?
That is correct, and
okay.
That segues into the next part.
Okay. All right. Well, look, it's very interesting. We're gonna have to pause in just a moment for a break. When we come back, maybe we can start to shift the focus of the conversation more into the three type group of oils and why this is all so important. What do they really do for us? Why is it so important? Okay. All right. We will get back to that in just a moment. But first, we do have to take a little break.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B-complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, now for the traffic with Bill Powers.
And if you're cruising on the Belt Parkway, it's very slowly eastbound side heading in towards the Erskine Street exit. There's an accident. Left lane's going to be blocked off. Westbound side, EMS crews will take out one lane for you as well, unfortunately. Heavy on the BQE, northbound side into Atlantic Avenue, though an earlier crash has been cleared. Finally, on the Deegan, southbound side by Fordham Road, an accident has been cleared, but in both directions, still seeing lots of delays as you head in towards the Cross Bronx Expressway. GW Bridge, quiet. Lincoln Tunnel out of town, looking good. Into town, about a 30-minute wait, and the Holland Tunnel is going to cost you about 15 minutes as you head in towards Manhattan. Traveling on the West Side Highway, not bad. Harlem River Drive, southbound side, a bit tight from the 130s into the RFK Bridge. This report is brought to you by our friends over at BMW. Hurry into BMW Joy Sales event for a holiday finance credit up to $2,500 on a new BMW. Go in for an exhilarating test drive at your local tri-state area BMW dealer today. Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR. W-O-R.
How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, you should know about Konica QH Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a stimulant like caffeine or sugar. It provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes ubiquinol, and it's in every cell of your body. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also block your production of CoQ10. Taking Konica QH Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users so you can feel young again. Look for Ubiquinol in your favorite supplement brand at any of our Wilner Chemist locations.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Again, this is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me. Dr. Richard Podell is here with me. And we have Stuart Tomk, the educator and consultant and lecturer for Nordic Naturals. We're talking about fish oils, kind of. And maybe we should kind of lead a discussion back. You know, I'm sure some of the listeners find all this very interesting. But maybe the question that they want to hear is, well, who cares? years. Why is this important? What is the benefit? What is the importance, Stuart, of these oils, the EPA DHA type oils, even now the linoleic acid oils, the GLA type oils? Why is this of so much interest? Why were there thousands of scientists at this meeting that you went to talking about this? What's the benefit?
Well, there's evidence from multiple large-scale population studies and randomized control trials that intake of recommended amounts of DHA and EPA in the form of dietary fish or fish oil supplements can reduce the risk of death, heart attack, and dangerous abnormal heart rhythms in people with known cardiovascular disease, as well as potentially slowing hardening of the arteries and lowering blood pressure slightly. The meta-analysis reveals that studies in different patient populations with different pathophysiologies and therapeutic regimes have all produced divergent results. And I think the reason that this is so important that we dive deep into this is because when we look at the literature, we find that some studies say that omega-3 is really a panacea, and other studies say, well, we're not really so sure. Well, at Nordic Naturals, what we've done is we've made a very, very concise analysis of this data, and we've discovered a few very exciting things. Number one, when I mentioned which factors are the actors, we now know for a fact, and the papers that I sent you really demonstrate this, that it's the omega-3 EPA and DHA, whether we eat cold water, oily fish, or we take fish oil, that in the body produce the resolvins and the protectins. We're going to hear a ton about these things. We talked about them last time I was on the show, but these are new terms we all need to learn about, because when you eat EPA and DHA-rich fish or fish oil, your body actually can resolve inflammatory damage and protect cells through the aging process. So it's EPA and DHA. Those factors are the actors. That's number one. Number two, we've been very, very curious about how some studies don't seem to take into account how fresh is the fish oil. Is it something quantifiable? When we look at cultures that eat fresh fish, we know they don't eat rotten, oxidized fish or fried fish and chips. So we need to start looking at the quality of the finished fish oil in addition to understanding these new mechanisms of action so that we can provide our customers with the very best options for helping them control and resolve their own inflammatory damage.
Okay, well, inflammatory damage is in my opinion sort of the underlying key word here. You know, when you look, like, you know, we have a link to at the health notes on our website, and if you look up EPA, you'll see a listing, one of the longest lists of indications or health concerns, as they call it, running down a wide variety of things: Crohn's disease, high blood pressure, triglyceride problems, lupus, some arthritis type problems, rheumatoid, for example, anxiety, insomnia, a bipolar disorder, arrhythmias, cystic fibrosis, depression, eczema, heart attack, high cholesterol, immune function problems, macular problems. I only went down about half of the list. The underlying factor, I believe, in most of these conditions is inflammation. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And what the body needs to resolve that inflammation is EPA and DHA metabolites. And the reason I focus on that so much is over the last few months, I've heard some experts that are sort of saying, without much accompanying rigorous logic, that what we need is the complexity of all of these fatty acids. But that's not actually the case. The reality is it's the EPA and DHA-derived metabolites. When we study the mechanism of action, we find that the identification of these EPA and DHA mediators is the most exciting new area of omega-3 fatty acid research. And this is very critical for us to understand why and how exactly fish in the Mediterranean diet works. So that's why I think some of these papers are shedding new light on our understanding. In fact, when you mentioned EPA, one of the papers that I sent you, Don, which I think is quite exciting, polyunsaturated fatty acids and inflammatory process, new twists in an old tale. We're finding out that DHA is equally as anti-inflammatory, and they occur together. And the science is saying we better get at least 2 grams, that's 2,000 milligrams, if we want to help modulate some of the immune inflammatory overload that a lot of people are walking around with. That means if we come up with a daily recommended intake of 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA, we may be depriving people. We might be depriving people of getting the real benefit that they can get when they're up against this massive onslaught of the arachidonic acid from our American diet, which is why I wanted to start the conversation in that way.
Okay. Well, you know, I think it's very clear that the situation with these supplements, the omega-3 fish oil, EPA, DHA supplements, you know, we're not talking... We're in a whole different category from some of the things that we talk about in this field, okay? The science is behind these items. It's, you know, we don't have to take these things on faith. We can look to the science and not only the clinical experience, but the science, and it's there as you're pointing out. So when it comes to talking about should we or should we not be taking nutritional supplements, I think with the omega-3 oils, it's hard to argue not to.
I would say above every supplement out there, and it's not because I work for Nordic Naturals. But our cell membranes can't get nutrients in and waste products out, which is what happens when we're deficient in EPA and DHA. When we're learning that fat is informational, the next part of this is genetic transcription. And the fact that we're learning that EPA and DHA are more effective at launching the programs for burning sugar and increasing insulin sensitivity, in addition to resolving all the inflammatory damage, we're going to have, in the not-so-distant future, the kind of test that Arnie showed me that he did last time I was at your store, that omega-3 index. I believe that'll be on our blood tests, as vitamin D3 is now on our blood tests. So above everything we can take, and I don't say that it's a silver bullet or a panacea, but in addition to a healthy lifestyle and all the other choices we know we should make, I would say omega-3 EPA and DHA is the single most important nutrient, and it's ridiculous that with so much access to information and access to omega-3 fish oil supplements, why Americans are still so deficient, sometimes that baffles me.
Hey, Don, okay. If it's possible, I'd like to have Stuart clarify one thing for me, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You know, we started off the show with talking about arachidonic acid and that vegetable oils may not necessarily be the culprit, that you mentioned only 1% of them may actually convert to arachidonic acid. And I'm glad you also reminded everyone that they really have to be careful of the meat intake and be aware of where your fish come from. As a matter of fact, that sent a little. I got a little confused. I'm thinking, my, are there more than just other farm raised fish other than salmon? And I guess there is. And I think it'd be good for us all to know what they are, and certainly ask our fish salespeople or fishmongers where the fish come from. But the thing I wanted to ask you is that there are an awful lot of the omega-6 or in the form of GLA products. What role do they have
Sam, I was going to ask the same question,
right?
Because you know Nordic Naturals, Stuart, of course, has not only the three, you know, the separate individual omega-3s, but you also
right.
have omega-369s. So
right, the complete
exactly. So I was going to ask the same question Sam just asked. When is that indicated as opposed to just the straight omega-3s?
Well, what we have found is the part of the other omega-6 conversation is that if you follow through that whole pathway, you're going to find very, very unique anti-inflammatory mechanisms from evening primrose and borage oil that, as we are learning today, don't all drive into arachidonic acid. So part of the question is, well, where does that go? And then what are the uses of something like 369 or Omega Woman? Most of this gets burned. It's actually energy. Some get stored in our adipose tissue. Some gets put into our membranes. Some is converted into GLA, because not all of an evening primrose or borage oil is all GLA. There's only a portion of GLA. Some of the GLA gets converted into something known as dihomogamma-linoleic acid, and then some is converted into these other things that go into our enzyme system. So there's a role for these, and here's what we found. For whatever reason, and I can't completely explain this the way I hope to one day, people with severe, severe skin afflictions, dry, itchy skin, and eczema and psoriasis, these are telltale signs of extreme essential fatty acid deficiency, respond very, very quickly to something like the complete 369. This may explain why when omega-7 is sold by itself, for example, when we see something like sea buckthorn, if someone is a vegan or a vegetarian, and they're totally deficient in EPA and DHA, they're able to see some great corrections in their skin problems. So at Nordic Naturals, we say 369, hair, skin, and nails. If you have dry, brittle hair, real, real weak skin, brittle fingernails, the 369 seems to be the place where you should start. The okay. Omega Woman product, the good news is, by learning with something like the Omega Woman product, that there are, say, in 1 gram of Omega Woman, 679 milligrams of omega-6, and not all of that converts into arachidonic acid, only a small portion. And there's some EPA and DHA in the Omega Woman product, and we know that the Omega Woman product helps with the anti-inflammatory prostaglandin E1 for hormonal issues. If you took Omega Woman with something like Ultimate Omega, if you were a woman that was looking at, say, trying to balance your lipid profile, that would be the ideal way to go, that you would take some of the Omega Woman with something like Ultimate Omega or the cod liver oil. And if all that seems confusing, all of these different products that are out there that Nordic Naturals makes, the only problem that I see, what's really confusing, is if people don't take enough. You can't make a mistake unless you take too little. If you're taking 1/4 teaspoon of cod liver oil a day and you're on this diet where you're getting this flood of arachidonic acid, you're taking anti-inflammatory, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, your body will never be able to repair as efficiently as it could.
Okay. All right, we have to take a little break, Stuart. We'll get back to this interesting discussion. Actually, folks, we're going to try to start taking phone calls soon. I know that I owe you the opportunity to pose your questions to Stuart as well. So if you've been waiting, I would say that this isn't a bad time to start getting lined up with the phones. The number, 1-800-321-0710. So if you have any questions about these various oils, omega-3s, omega-6, EPA, DHA, what they're used for, heart disease, skin problems, whatever, here's your opportunity to ask us your questions. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, this is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're going to pause for just a moment to bring you an educational moment from another educator with Nordic Naturals, Dr. Duffy McKay, or at least he used to be. Nordic Naturals, of course, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements. Here's Dr. McKay.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil are the number one missing nutrient in children's diet today. Fish is one of the healthiest foods on the planet. It's loaded with omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, which are documented to enhance brain development and support focus, learning, and a positive mood in children. For example, one study compared behavior and learning problems in boys ages 6 to 12 with lower omega-3 fatty acid levels to boys with higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids. The researchers found a greater number of learning and behavior problems, temper tantrums, tantrums and sleep problems in boys with lower omega-3 levels. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is cold water fatty fish. However, as every parent knows, it's not easy to get your kids to eat fish. The best way to invest in your child's future is to have them try some of the great tasting, flavored, and chewable fish oils made for children. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus Probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell are here with me in the studio, and our special guest is Stuart Tomk with Nordic Naturals, and we're going to continue our discussion and start taking your phone calls in just a moment. So for those of you who may want to ask your questions about these oils, please give us a call. The number here, 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Works from the New York, the greater New York area, and from the Atlanta area. Now, Stuart, since we're talking about the products now, the Nordic Natural products, you know, I used to take the Ultimate Omega supplement, but I don't anymore. Now, you might wonder why. Well, because I've changed to the Ultimate Omega with D3. I just wanted, and you I think it's an excellent combination for everybody to be aware of that. Because we've also heard so much about vitamin D these days, okay? And everybody now, I think, realizes that 200, 400 units of vitamin D just isn't cutting it. And we really want to be shooting for, you know, 800, 1,000 units, maybe more. Now, you know, nobody likes to take 15, 20, 25 different supplements. So whenever I can find a chance to kind of, and pardon the expression, kill two birds with one stone, and don't write in and complain, folks. I'm not really going to kill any birds. I always jump at the well, don't laugh. I had somebody come at me once with that. You know, to me, this is an excellent, a very logical combination. The Ultimate Omega, I think, has 1,000 units of vitamin D. You have a 369 that has a vitamin D added to it. I think it's an excellent product. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that, for those people who might look at it the same way I do. It's also, I think you have the liquid, omega-3. You have omega-3, the ultimate omega, and the 369. All of those come in a version that has extra added vitamin D, right, Stuart?
That is correct, and the science is pointing in that direction. I'm grateful that we've all been seeing that. I think in addition to that, I'm very grateful that the Nordic Naturals products are subjected to a tremendous amount of peer-reviewed human clinical research. It's very easy to say, well, omega-3 works so well, there are 20,000 studies. Why do I need to conduct research on our own branded product? And that's one of the areas where Nordic Naturals is truly the industry leader. We've got 30 clinical studies, 10 that are already published in peer-reviewed journals, and studies that our education and science department are conducting all the time. As we go to those big medical conferences talking about fatty acids, our main objective next to learning is to develop relationships with researchers in academia that can set up double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized human studies. It's very easy to say omega-3 works, so buy my product. It's a totally different story to demonstrate, for example, in our pain study. I was talking to Dr. Joseph Maroon's assistant the other day, Jeffrey Boast. I said, Dr. Maroon and your assistant, Jeffrey Boast, why do you think you got such great results? Only 2 capsules a day of the Nordic Naturals product, 60% of the patients threw their pain medication in the garbage. That was published in Surgical Neurology. Well, they both looked at me and said, well, it's because people are so low in EPA and DHA. I said, that might be the case. But it has more to do with the fact that Nordic Naturals can consistently test third-party the lowest level of oxidation. That's how a fish oil works. So you don't have to take my word for it. I want everyone to go to the IFOS website, IFOS, the International Fish Oil Standards website, and learn that the lower the level of oxidation, the lower the fishy taste, the more accurate the structure, the better the results. Some studies show 5-6 grams to get the same results that we can get in 2 capsules, and our research is on humans and published in peer-reviewed scientific journals. I think that really makes us an industry leader.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. I promised people we would take a few phone calls. Let me also tell everybody that good news is Stuart is going to remain with us during the second hour, so we will definitely get to your calls, and I have a few more questions as well. Let's go to the phones. Sandra from Brooklyn, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Sandra?
Guys, thank you. I have a 2-part question. One, I'm taking 0.81 baby aspirin, and I'm taking omega fish oils, which I think I'm taking a high amount, but I'm always having confusion reading these labels. And what I notice is if I bruise myself or bump myself, I get a black and blue mark, and when they draw blood, it seems it takes a while for it to clot. So I guess what I'm taking is working, but I want to know if I'm taking too much fish oil.
Well, I knew we were going to get the question about the quantity of fish oil, so we will tackle that, but I think I'm going to hold off starting because we're going to have to take a break. We had an interesting discussion about that with Dr. Mackay, who pointed out a paper that showed that the concern maybe wasn't as great as we thought. So we will get back and discuss that in depth right after we return from this break for the news and things of that sort. Okay, so stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back shortly.
The
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did. Okay, this is Don Goldberg along with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Stuart Tomk from Nordic Naturals. We are your Wilner Chemist, nutritional supplement professionals. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. I want to point out to you also that the entire line of Nature's Way products is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 35% off list price. How's that for a deal? I also want to remind you that this is a two-hour show. We hope that you'll stay tuned for the next hour, and we will be right back right after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.